Great spirits now on earth are sojourning. He of the cloud, the cataract, the lake, who on Helvellyn's summit wide awake catches his freshness from archangel's wing. He of the rose, the violet, the spring, the social smile, the chain for freedom's sake, and lo, whose steadfastness would never take a meaner sound than Raphael's whispering. And other spirits are there standing apart upon the forehead of the age to come. These will give the world another heart and other pulses. Hear ye not the hum of mighty workings in a distant mart? Listen a while, ye nations, and be dumb.
The next letter is addressed to John Reynolds, an enthusiastic young poet in Keats' circle. Keats' passion for nature shines through in his description of the landscape, while a hint of his radical views emerges in his dislike of the military.